Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 91, Watch and Pray, Matthew 26, verse 41. Hear this with your whole heart. Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. These words came from a garden in the middle of the night. Jesus was in anguish, sweating, carrying the weight of everything that was coming, and his disciples were asleep. Not out of betrayal, out of weakness. The same weakness you and I know all too well. And notice how he calls to them, not with anger, with tenderness. Watch, pray, because I know you. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
That is a diagnosis, not a condemnation. Jesus looks at you right now, today, without contempt. He names your frailty not to shame you, but to shield you from it. He knows we are made of good intentions and tired flesh. And so he says, pray before the fall, not after the stumble. Temptation doesn't announce itself. It doesn't knock. It arrives precisely when you are exhausted, when your guard is down, when you think you no longer need to watch. Watching means noticing the danger while there is still time to call for help. It means opening your eyes before you slip.
In Gethsemane, Jesus didn't ask his disciples for strategy. He didn't ask them to fix anything. He asked for company, 1 hour with him. And that is still his voice today. Come, stay close to me. You don't need the perfect words. You just need to be present. And look at what Gethsemane itself teaches us. The greatest victory in history, the cross, was won first in prayer, on his knees, in a dark garden. Before any visible battle, there was an invisible battle Jesus fought kneeling. Your greatest victories are going to begin the same way, before the fight arrives, on your knees, anticipating, asking.
But watchfulness doesn't appear overnight. No one wakes up strong from one day to the next. It is trained. It grows through small daily vigils, those simple, almost hidden moments when you stop, breathe, and speak to God before the day starts to shout louder than everything else. Start small. Stay steady. That is how a watchful heart is formed. And so we come to today. Here is the concrete call. It is clear, and it is for you. Before breakfast, keep a 2-minute watch. That's all. 2 minutes. Close your eyes. Name today's most likely temptation. You know what it is. The thing that tends to show up. And ask for strength before it arrives. Not after the stumble. Before, that is watching. That is praying. That is exactly what Jesus asked for. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.